But then notice verse 51, this little statement about Mary. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. That's a little bit like a verse that you've maybe thought about earlier, after the shepherds come to the manger, there's the stable. And it says that Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. So there was a growing understanding for Mary and Joseph of who Jesus was, who Jesus is. They didn't come as a finished package. In fact, throughout Mary's life, we know, as we have little glimpses of her, she was learning and understanding more and more about this wonderful son that she had been privileged to call her son. So for us too, as we start this year, whether we're children or parents, we're not perfect. There are many areas of failure, many areas of growth, but the most important area for growth for us, like Mary and Joseph in this story, is to grow in our understanding of Jesus and who he is. To be astonished at him. To not fully understand him still, but to treasure, to ponder, to think, to reflect, and to grow. Let me just pray for us along those lines, and then I'll hand back to Sam. Father God, we thank you for choosing Mary and Joseph to care for Jesus in his growing up years. We thank you for this little story that lets us know that they weren't perfect, that they made mistakes. This helps us so much in our own parenting and our own living. And thank you for the insights in this passage that help us to understand and know that we too can grow in knowing and understanding Jesus as we treasure these things in our heart.
You might be right at the beginning of your journey of understanding who Jesus is. You might have been following him for many years. And I wonder if, as we just come to give our gifts to him, we could thank him for something about who he is. You might, in the quietness of your own heart, just want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for something we've been singing about. Or maybe you're just right at the start, you just want to say, thank you for being here. But let's just come in that attitude of thankfulness. Jesus, we want to say thank you that there is always more of you to discover. Thank you, Lord, that you love to show yourself to us though as well. And we thank you for this past year. Thank you for these Sundays in this past year. All the things we've learnt in Discoverers and in the youth work and Sunday by Sunday here as we've looked at Revelation and the life of Joseph. And Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being able to gather. Lord, we want to thank you for all the different ministries that go on to reach out into this city. We want to thank you for the life of Holland Road Baptist Church. And I want to pray your blessing on it as we come into this new year. Please, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the generosity of your people. Thank you for the things we've been able to give to places around the world and across the city. And Lord, we want to thank you even just very simply for this kind of roof over our head when we gather, Lord. We see on the news those who've been flooded out of their homes or houses have been damaged around the world in floods or fires. And Lord, we just pray for those particularly today who have lost homes. Lord, who've had to move out. Lord, be with those in the north of England today. Lord, be with those who maybe not lost their home through floods, but Lord, have become homeless in our own city. And Lord, as we seek to reach out to them in the new year through the night shelter here, Lord, we want to pray your help for us in that, God. So Lord, thank you. Thank you for the privilege and the blessing you've placed on us, and thank you that we are able to be a blessing. Help us in that, I pray, even as we give our gifts now. For we ask this in your wonderful name, in the extension of your kingdom. Amen. Amen. Just if you take your seats, and we're going to have the stewards come, and they're going to take up our offering now. This goes to the work of God in this place and overseas as well. So let's just give to the Lord, and then I'm just going to share a bit more from that passage. The offering is going round. Just want to let you know that there's no evening service tonight, so we're just having a break in that way. Really hope you have a great end to the year, and do be coming into this next year in prayer. We meet again on the 3rd of January in our morning service, and then with a special prayer night on the evening of the 3rd of January. So at 6:30, it would be lovely if you could join us for that. And can I just as well say, I just want to say thanks again for special visitors with us. It's really great to have had Rebecca on our Transform team this past term, and she's got a couple more terms to go in this year. But can we just thank Rebecca for all she does? Rebecca and Sam have been such a huge blessing, but Rebecca's come all the way over from Atlanta, away from family and friends, and we just so appreciate you, Rebecca, and want to say thank you for all you've done. And Rebecca's family have come over to visit her for Christmas. So Mike and Chris, same name as my parents, which has always made me smile, and her brother Colin and friend Laura. Just want to say so good to see you all. May God bless you. Can we just welcome them too from New Hope? They've just been visiting with us, so thank you so much. And please send greetings back to the church there at New Hope, which the previous minister here, Rhys Stenner, is the pastor of. And please send love and greetings to Rhys and Louise and the family and those folks there as you go back. But we're going to continue on just for the next few minutes to think about how we can understand more about Jesus, how we can grow in that, because this passage that we've been looking at so wonderfully teaches us some things about Jesus, which let's not miss the opportunity just to delve into that a bit together. And I just want to say thank you, Dad, so much. Really honor you for the way you've helped me grow in my understanding of Jesus over the years. And you might have noticed, Holland Road, how many times I pass on things that I've learned from my folks over the years. So just want to say thanks. And I think they've been useful. They've certainly been useful to me, and I think to others as well. But this is what I want us to see as we think, just lastly, what kind of child is this? We've seen something about the parents. What kind of child is this that we're looking at in the story? And the first thing I want us to see about this child is amazingly unique. This child is a one and only child. Can you say that with me? One and only, one and only child, the one and only Son of God. Look with me at how he replies to his parents. In verse 48, they've said this: when his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." She's been saying, "Joseph and I have been anxiously searching for you." And look how he replies. "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Don't you know I had to be in my father's house?" Jesus is saying, in answer to Mary's question, he's doing that very Jesus thing of asking another question. And in that question, he underlines, no, this year when I'm 12 years old, which was quite a key year for children in the Jewish kind of growth, it was the kind of bar mitzvah year. And that year, he really wants to highlight to them that he knows something of his own identity that he wants to reinforce to them, that he is no ordinary child. He is the one and only Son of God. His father is Father God. And it's a remarkable way he kind of highlights that to them as he helps them to see that this is fundamental to who he is, that if we want to understand Jesus, we have to understand that he is the one who's come from heaven, the Son of God. And I love this Jesus Storybook Bible. I just want to say, kids, will you encourage your parents to read the Bible with you, because it will help them. It helps me reading the Bible with my kids, because so often kids' Bibles put things in a wonderful way. Let me read to you the beginning of this Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, which is so helpful. It's just introducing the Bible, and it says this. Now, some people think the Bible is a book of rules, telling you what you should and shouldn't do. The Bible certainly does have some rules in it. They show you how life works best. But the Bible isn't mainly about you and what you should be doing. It's about God and what He has done. Other people think the Bible is a book of heroes, showing you people you should copy. And the Bible does have some heroes in it, but as you'll soon find out, most of the people in the Bible aren't heroes at all. They make some big mistakes, sometimes on purpose, and we've just heard about Mary and Joseph's mistake in losing Jesus. They get afraid and run away, it says, and at times they are downright mean. No, the Bible isn't a book of rules or a book of heroes. The Bible is most of all a story. It's an adventure story about a young hero who comes from a far country to win back his lost treasure. It's a love story about a brave prince who leaves his palace, his throne, everything to rescue the one he loves. It's the most wonderful of fairy tales that has come true in real life. You see, the best thing about this story is it's true. There are lots of stories in the Bible, but all the stories are telling one big story, the story of how God loves us and has come to rescue us. And it takes the whole Bible to tell this story, and at the center of the story, there's a baby. Every story in the Bible whispers his name. He is like the missing piece in a puzzle, the piece that makes all the other pieces fit together. And suddenly you can see a beautiful picture, and this is no ordinary baby. This is the child upon whom everything would depend. The Prince of Heaven, the Son of God, come to earth. And so how do we respond when we see the uniqueness of Jesus? Well, I want to encourage us in what my dad was just saying about Mary and Joseph, that as we come and recognizing he's unique, we should come with a growing sense of wonder. And I was trying to think about how we could do this in a way that it helps us remember it. And this is the word that just came to mind for me on this one. Here we go. Wow. Can you say wow with me? Here we go. One, two, three. Wow. If you lose your wow about Jesus, or if you've never discovered a wow about Jesus, you probably haven't realized that he is amazingly unique, that he is the Son of God come from heaven. And that wow is such a big wow that we can keep growing in it. You never kind of think, oh wow, and then you've done it. It's something wonderful about growing in our wonder. There's a link, isn't there, between wonderful and wonder. And there's something wonderful about Jesus that means we can keep growing in our wonder of him. So as you come into 2016, will you look to grow in your wonder, your wowing at Jesus? And look for opportunities, whether it's Sunday or day by day as you open up the Bible or as you walk along the seafront. I remember Chris Wallace said to me years back, he said one of the reasons he loves walking along the seafront is God hangs out on the seafront. Other people do too, but God does too. And you get the sense of God's bigness, the big God who became a baby and grew as this child. Let's grow in our being wowed by Jesus. He was fully God come to earth. But then there's this other staggering thing about Jesus. It wasn't just that he was God, and he was God, the Son of God, come to be with us, but he became a baby. He became a man. He became a child. He became a teenager. I was trying to think, who here is 11 or 12 or 13 or around that age? Go on, give us a wave if you're around that age, 11, 12 or 13. There we go, a couple at the back, one there, one there, one there. Hey, you know what? It's an amazing thing to think that Jesus was not just that age, but he was 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. He grew like that. He was in that sense, though he was amazingly unique, he was very similar to you and I. He knows what it's like. Amazing thought. And in his ordinariness, look at this. This is quite staggering. Though he was the Son of God and he wanted his parents to remember that. In verse 51, it says this, and thank you, Joseph, for just really, this came out as you read it. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was, what does these next three words say? He was obedient to them. He was obedient to these parents who weren't perfect. And children, teenagers, and grown-ups. One of the things we see in Scripture is it encourages us to obey authorities, even when they're not perfect, because we learn something of what it is to be like Christ, to learn to submit to authority, to learn to be obedient to them. And I want to encourage us to grow in our trying to be like Christ. Yes, there are some ways he's very unique and we will never be like him. But there is a lot of ways in his humanness as he comes and shows us what it's like to be a child or a teenager or an adult. We can learn to grow like him. And as I was thinking about how can we remember how to grow in our Christ-likeness, I want us to keep asking through 2016 this just simple question. How? Can you say that with me? How? How can I be more like Jesus? How can I be more like this one who was obedient to his parents? How can I be more like this one who grew in wisdom and in favor with God and man? How can I be like him? You see how he kind of loved to be around those who were teaching the Bible. How can I be someone who loves to get into the Scriptures more? How can I grow to be more like Jesus? That is a great thing in 2016 to grow in. So I just want us to pause as we come to the end of a year, come towards the end of our service this morning. I want us to think, how are we doing as we look back? And I've got two very simple questions. Are you saying wow? And are you saying how? How can I be more like you, Jesus? And if you go into 2016 wanting to grow in that wonder, that being wowed by Jesus, and if you go into 2016 wanting to, like Mary and Joseph, grow in your understanding of him and how you can be like him, it's going to be a great year. It's not always going to be an easy year. Jesus grows us often by difficult things. But it will be a great year as we grow to trust him more. So I wonder if we could just be still. Let's bow our heads. And let's just ask God to grow us, each and every one of us, this year. And there might be something specific here. You just want to say, Jesus, you're amazing in your own heart. You might just want to say, Jesus, show me more about you this year ahead. You might just want to ask Jesus, how can I be more like you today? Ask for his help in that. Jesus, as we seek to be like you, we want to thank you, though, that you are the Savior. You are the one who's come from heaven. Lord, this story is all about you. And so, Lord, we want to look to you and marvel again that you have saved us and you're going to help us in 2016. We choose again to trust you, to say yes to you, to believe. Maybe if you're here and you've never said, Jesus, yes, I believe and trust in you, the Prince of Heaven, the Son of God. Hey, what a great way to end the year by saying, yes, I trust you, Jesus. I want to follow you, not just in the year ahead, but for the rest of my life. So God, please, help us in this. He hears every prayer in your heart. And one of the things we read about Jesus at the end of this passage is that he grew in stature. And Lord, I pray for us as a church family that you would strengthen us. Lord, protect us physically, protect from accidents, protect people's health, I pray. Lord, keep us growing in strength, particularly strength in you. And Lord, we read that you grew in wisdom, and I pray, God, for growing wisdom for each and every one of us. Lord, may we learn more about you this year. And Lord, we read that you grew in favor with God and man. Lord, may you grant us favor, grace. May your grace be upon us as your people. And so, Lord, I ask these things for each one of us here, young and old. And I pray blessing over us in the wonderful name of Jesus as we fix our eyes on you in worship and wonder. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Sam's just going to lead us as we continue to just worship God and come towards the end of our service and reflect on him. So thank you so much for all that different people in the church have done this year. And let's go forward together, trusting in him, following him as we look to proclaim him and to keep our eyes on him in this.